Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we are going to be talking about knowing and recognizing and realizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the outward way. There are two methodologies that one may put to use in order to recognize Allah. One is the inward way, which is the voice of the subconscious. And then the other is the outward way, which is when we observe the creation of this universe and the organization between different segments of this creation, and we are compelled that there is an intelligent designer out there. For this intelligent design to operate and work in a harmonious manner, there has to be an intelligent designer who's all-wise, all-powerful, almighty, and all-knowing. Now, in our pursuit for understanding this world of the external world, which leads us towards Allah, we're going to look at some of the small things, okay, in the world of infinitely small things. Because we are nurtured in the wondrous world of creation and we are familiar with it, we may be aware of the importance of many of its wonders, such as, let's list some of them. The insects and very tiny animals live around us, which, if we measure them, would not even be 2 millimeters, but just like large animals, they have hands, feet, eyes, ears, even brains, awareness, like they know, a certain series of nerves and digestive facilities. If we put the brain of an ant under a microscope, and if we study its amazing structure with care, we would see what a strange and interesting body it has. The various parts are placed next to each other. Each gives a command to a certain part of that tiny ant's body, and the slightest change in any of these areas would paralyze a part of its body. The strange part is that in this small brain, which is much smaller than the head of a pin, lies a world of awareness, wisdom, civilization, taste, and art. It is such that a group of scholars spend many long years of their lives studying these animals. They include the interesting points in the books that they write for us. Now, if you notice this entire creation of these very tiny animals and these very tiny, organs of these animals, how in the world is it possible that these small, tiny little brains, which are smaller than the head of a pin, can contain all this information? Can the person who created all of this awareness, wisdom, taste in such a small animal be a nature? Because some, they say that it's the mother nature, quote unquote, mother nature. Well, the mother nature does not itself have even a pinhead's amount of awareness and wisdom. So if something that does not have a wisdom or awareness or knowledge be able to give that wisdom, awareness, and knowledge to something else, another creature, that's just not possible. So we conclude in the light of this discussion and looking at this very small, tiny little animal, right? It's maybe, not even bigger than a morsel of food, right? Very small insect, right? We conclude that it is no other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given birth and all these abilities to these animals, no matter how small they are. And the smaller they become, the most wonderful they are, right? With this, we're going to go on a short break. And after we return from the break, we're going to talk about atoms and some of its science. Stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Will they not then ponder on the Quran? If it had been from other than Allah, they would have found therein much incongruity.
Scientists have long studied how various creatures communicate. Dolphins in the water, chimpanzees on land, birds in flight. But insects, could they possibly have anything to say? Well, when it comes to the tiny ant, it turns out the answer may be yes. Here's Nick Watt.
Ants live in highly structured societies. They are masters of architecture and even agriculture. And now, scientists tell us, ants actually talk to each other. Scientists made these startling discoveries by accident while studying the large blue butterfly. They watched butterfly pupae trick ants into taking them to ant nests and nurturing them until they hatched. Why? Well, amazingly, the butterfly pupae imitate the ant queen's distinctive voice. Butterflies have learned to speak this mysterious ant language, a language humans have only just discovered.
Allah and His Quran chose ants from among all insects to inform that they talk to each others. After 1,400 years, scientists have the ability to know that scientific reality by the means of the advanced modern technology. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Till, when they came to the Valley of the Ants, one of the ants, female, said, O ants, enter your dwellings, lest Suleiman and his hosts should crush you, while they perceive not.
Five scientific discoveries realized by the means of advanced technologies are revealed in this verse, more than 1,400 years ago. Firstly, Allah describes ant subterranean structures recently discovered, as a valley of the ants with many dwellings. Secondly, Krashu, is one of the translations of the Arabic word, Yamanikum, which means immediate reduction of an object. Such characteristic is for hard objects that react similarly like glass when it is broken, as they lack flexibility. The use of this Arabic word in this verse is in total conformity with ant dissection's recent studies results, showing that the external armor, called exoskeleton, covering the fragile ant's body is breakable exactly in glass's manner. Thirdly, Allah reveals the existence of a traffic organizer, organizing ants' traffic and giving warning for any danger that might come near, as it proved in recent studies of the researcher Graham Curry. Fourthly, Allah informed that the ant responsible for warning other ants and traffic organization is a female one, as what scientists confirm in recent studies. Finally, this verse reveals also that ants talk to each others, which is a scientifically proven new discovery.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, we cite these examples for people, but no one understands them except the knowledgeable ones. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, verily we have brought them a scripture which we expounded with knowledge, a guidance and a mercy for a people who believe.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before we went on to the break, in this show, we were talking about infinitely small things, very minor and minute things, and how they help us recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they help us backtrack to the Creator, and how they help us to reverse engineering to that there is a need of a Creator who is a smart designer to design something this smart, which is so micro in its size, which is really small. So we talked about the ants, very small ants and small insects. Now we're going to talk about, in this mysterious world, we are aware that the smallest creature recognized till today is the atom. They call it the atom. The atom is so small that even the strongest microscope, one which shows a piece of straw like a mountain, is not strong enough to see one. This is how small an atom is. If you want to know how small an atom is, know that one drop of water, it has more atoms than the number of people upon the earth. And if we want to count the protons in 1 centimeter of a thin wire, and we get 1,000 people to help us, and if in each second we separate out one of them, it will take 30 to 300 years, depending on the number of atoms. And these are working day and night to count all of them. So we're talking about an atom, which is like the basic fundamental particle of any existence. So we're talking about innumerable amount of atoms in the world. We cannot even count them. Now that you have understood that 1 centimeter of a thin wire, it contains this many atoms, just think about how many atoms are in the heavens and on the earth, in water and the air, and the stars, and planets, and the galaxy. Does anyone's mind not tire thinking about them? You sometimes, if you start thinking about these things, you become baffled. Your mind, your head starts spinning, right? Now, the question is, who in the world can count them? What kind of machinery do we use to even identify so many? Like there's, okay, if you're driving right now, if you're sitting on your computer right now, if you are talking on your phone right now, just observe every small little thing around you, and you know that all of them, they're comprised of atoms. How many atoms do you think there are in this table in front of you, for instance, right? Just think about these things and your mind, it is unanswered. It goes in this bewilderness and you don't know how to count them. You don't know how to, like, who would have created these many atoms of the heavens and the earths? We're talking about this human earth for now. Right? Now look at trees, look at plants, look at insects. Everything has atoms, right? Now, the answer to this question, once again, is that all of these things, they point towards one source and one creator, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He put it all together. He did this smart design. He is that smart designer. He created nature. He created all of these blessings for us to enjoy. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parsetoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. Thank you.